It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Taplantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Okay, checking in, eh?
Number five.
So the president goes to the demilitarized zone and he meets with Kim Jong-un after climbing across a rock garden to get there. Did you notice that? He had to walk across this weird kind of a deal to get to Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
And then only Kim Jong-un's photographers were taking pictures of it.
It's bizarre.
It's very weird. Well, Bernie Sanders, that's why we played that music. Bernie Sanders finds himself upset by this whole thing.
I don't want it simply to be a photo opportunity. The whole world's media was attracted there. What's going to happen tomorrow and the next day? He has weakened the State Department. If we're going to bring peace to this world, we need a strong State Department. We need to move forward diplomatically, not just do photo opportunities. You also know that you have a president who seems to love authoritarian people, whether it's Mohammed bin Salman in Saudi Arabia, whether it's Kim Jong-un. You don't have to say positive things about brutal dictators.
He likes them. He likes brutal dictators.
I killed his family members. Well, no big deal.
A couple hundred thousand people in concentration camps.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Writes so lovely letters to them. Trump likes those, those lovely, beautiful letters.
We're having a love affair.
Oh, yeah. He wished me a happy birthday.
Right, it was my birthday last week, and he wished me happy birthday. I like what he post-promoted his birthday.
Jeez.
And what is he, 70? What is he, 71, 2, whatever he is?
I thought it was 73, so 74 now?
They look like a bad version of that movie Twins, the two of them walking with Schwarzenegger and DeVito. You know, like, he's like a mini-me.
You really are shorter than I am.
But they have the same waddle.
73.
All right. 73 years old. He's 73. You don't have to keep talking about your birthday. You don't.
Just last week, it was my birthday.
Melania.
June 16th.
Melania doing the math. Jeez, another probably 12 years old.
Where is Melania? Melania did not make it to Asia.
She's not being best? Maybe she is being best somewhere else.
Oh, I think
well, Ivanka was taking center stage.
Yes. Yeah, and people are, there's a lot of consternation about that because she kept doing like the Where's Waldo thing, just popping her head in between pictures. So she's standing there between the president and Shinzo Abe, right? Yeah. As the stand-in. And then there's a couple pictures where like there's other important leaders and then she's like, hey, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. People are like, oh, that bag she's got is $7,000. And Pompeo can't even get in the room.
Yeah. Right.
Sorry, you're not on the list.
And they sent John Bolton to Upper Mongolia. Mm-hmm. I am not making that up. They said, where? I don't even know. I don't know the town in Upper Mongolia. I'm not up to date on my Mongolian geography. They sent him to Oak Park, Mongolia. Which is right next to Forest Park, Mongolia. Which is not Park Forest, Mongolia, because that's further south.
Different, okay. Daddy, make the scary man go away. I don't like him. Okay. I sent him to Mongolia.
I mean, it's weird.
Right?
That is weird. Yeah. Come on. This isn't weird.
Make his mustache go to Mongolia.
She is.
Am I losing my mind? I mean, it's like, why are more people upset about this?
It's crazy.
All right. Mm-hmm. And there's Bernie Sanders. Then Bernie Sanders stepped in it yesterday. Did you see what he said? He said that the reason that Elizabeth Warren is rising in the polls is because she has ovaries.
What?
I think that's a HIPAA violation, A. We don't know if that's true. And secondly, I mean, don't do that.
It's terrible.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
The Democrats are just eating themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Bobby Rush comes out for Kamala Harris. That immediately, it's like, all right, well, that's it. There's no way. I mean, Donald Trump is just going to win again. And then when he wins again, it'll be this new form of American identity in the world stage and isolationism and just negotiating with that, not from a position of the best interest of the people of the United States, but the best interest of Donald Trump's ego. That's just not going to be good. And then just making stuff up. I mean, that whole thing where he's just talking about how, oh yeah, well, that's, you know, Barack Obama was trying to get this meeting with you, couldn't get it with you because you wouldn't do it. Are you kidding me?
Begged. He said they begged. He just makes it up, and his supporters believe it. Whatever he could say, anything.
Well, I think it's more to the point. I don't think his supporters believe it as much as they just don't care that he's lying. Mm. I mean, there are some people who believe it. I know those people because they always show up at my Thanksgiving. All right, checking in.
Number four.
The first wave of tax increases hit today, part of the $45 billion capital infrastructure plan. Why didn't I fill up my tank yesterday? You know, now I became my grandmother all of a sudden. Hey, you got to fill up my tank. But it went up 19 cents. Gas went up 19 cents in Illinois today for everybody. Now, think about the drag chute that's going to put on the economy. Because everything that you touch, wear, put in your mouth, or all three, comes on tires. Remember that. There isn't anything that you eat or see or buy or do that you experience that didn't arrive at least in the final mile on tires. Mm. And most, like in Chicago, for the final 30 miles on tires. Mm. Right? That took gasoline to get to it, to get it there. So everything is going to go up in price in Illinois. Mm. And I get, well, you know, what were we going to do? But again, it's just... No one's got any better ideas than just taxing. And then they go, well, you know, people are leaving the state of Illinois. Why? I don't understand. I don't get it. Cigarettes and e-cigarettes went up too. Mm. Well, since I don't smoke, I don't care.
That's how I feel.
I'm okay with that. Boy, the smokers, though, have been taking it.
Oof. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's just God love them. Yeah.
Yeah.
No one ever has any sympathy when there's any kind of sin tax or anything like that.
They just don't take it away from us, the gamblers. Oh, my God. Is there going to be a gambling tax? Yes, there is. Now, the motor fuel tax, like when they say it like that, will help fund the $33 billion in spending on transportation projects. So road repairs, bridge repairs, public transit, things like that. Okay. Well, there is a pothole the size of John Bolton's mustache. on the street near, I keep hitting it, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Oh wow!
And it's like there's just no way to avoid it. There was actually a hole today on Dearborn Street at Lake Street. There it looks like one of those things where a kid was trying to dig a hole to China.
Jeez.
You know, it's like a hole that's maybe like 8 inches in diameter, but it's perfectly round. It's filled with garbage, which I think is the way the city's going to handle this.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And you look down at it and you're like, it's just right in the crosswalk.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I can't imagine how many people have stepped in
Jeez,
that.
Jeez, yeah.
Yeah, could be rolled dangerous. An ankle.
Mm-hmm.
We desperately need to fix it, but...
How about just take all the scooters and fill up the potholes with the scooters? Solve
yes!
two problems at once.
Yes!
Right?
Finally, an idea!
Or the guns. Get the guns off the street, put them in the potholes.
Get that 20-year-old from the Pride Parade who had the gun in the waistband.
All right, we'll get to your 3-year, 2-year, 1. But first, let us check in now. Kim Gordon, what's happening in the news at the bottom of the hour?
Watch Navy Pier's Independence Day display from home as fireworks light up Chicago's lakefront. Chicago's Summer Blast. It's a WGN-TV special. It's July 4th at 9:30 p.m.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, nice.
Stay home, watch it on TV.
Yeah, you have to deal with the crowds then, right?
Checking in at...
Number 3.
Steve Wozniak has a warning for anyone who uses social media. The platform is eavesdropping on you and your private conversations, stealing your data, selling it to advertisers. Didn't he invent this problem?
Now he tells us.
TMZ spoke with Mr. Wozniak at Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C., and asked if he's worried about Facebook, Instagram, and the others infringing on privacy.
I'm worried about everything. I don't think we can stop it, though. But everything about you, I mean, they can measure your heartbeat with lasers now. They can listen to you with a lot of devices. Who knows if my cell phone's listening right now? Alexa has already been in the news a lot. So I worry because you're having conversations that you think are private or think to yourself. You're saying words that really shouldn't be listened to because you don't expect it. But there's almost no way to stop it. People think they have a level of privacy they don't. Why don't they give me a choice? Let me pay a certain amount and you'll keep my data, you know, more secure and private than everybody else handing it to advertisers.
Yeah, but how would you trust that even?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I think what we have learned here in the 21st century is that they're all out to get us. I think that's what we've
learned. They got us.
Yeah.
And it
Weird. Well, and no one's going to surrender their phones. It is weird. Well, it's crazy because, you know, it's like, you know, when you're on your computer, your iPad, whatever, it starts telling you, like, hey, Lauren, you got those shoes 4 years ago. Here's another pair.
Well, it's not even that. And I've tested this because I've thought, okay, well, maybe I was looking something up online and so an ad popped up later. Hmm. No, I have made sure that I've only talked out loud about a product before, and an ad popped up for it. Mm. How is that possible?
Now, they claim.
Wow.
They claim that that's not what's happening. They claim that you talked out loud because you'd been thinking about it before, and because you were thinking about it, that's why it
they
popped up.
They can read your thoughts. They're not listening to your voice. Right. They can read your thoughts. Don't worry.
Right.
Like, that's better.
They thought that made it sound better. Like, no, we're not listening to you. We just know what your proclivities are going to be. Oh, really? Oh, great.
Jeez. The most shocking thing about that story is that someone from TMZ recognized Steve Wozniak at an airport.
Well, that's because he used to date Kathy Griffin.
Is that right? Is that his claim
to fame? I think that's why.
Okay.
But here's the I mean, again, you know, there's never been a more paranoid group of people than talk radio listeners in the 1990s. I mean, there just weren't.
Yeah.
And I just remember taking phone calls from people who were worried that they were putting geolocators on stop signs in the 1990s, and that they'd be able to know if a car drove by a certain stop sign, like cameras and other geolocating equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And cell phone towers would know where you were going to be, and they were worried about that. And now those people are happily on Facebook complaining about every...
Told ya.
Yeah. Well, they're not telling... No, they're happily giving up all of that, you know...
Their information.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
everybody does it.
Because no one wants to read the privacy
That thing. You just go, where's the agree part?
Yeah, I agree.
Can I agree? I agree.
Because they want the dopamine of being you know, agreed with by people who don't even live near them or know them.
Your kid's in a photo display in a store because they said, yeah, well, we have the rights to your pictures. Too bad.
Right.
Everything. Right.
Oh, God, they have the rights to my pictures? Wait, now, Steve Wozniak has this advice about Facebook.
If you post something and I like it, I like it, but the trouble is my like's not going to you. In my head, it is, but my like is going to the advertisers. There are many different kinds of people, and some, the benefits of Facebook are worth the loss of privacy, but to many like myself, my recommendation is, to most people, is... You should figure out a way to get off Facebook.
But I want to be Woz's friend on Facebook.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck to all of us. All right. Checking in at
number two.
Jake Gyllenhaal is gearing up for a very busy summer. Not only is he going to make his Marvel Universe debut as Mysterio in Spider-Man Far From Home, which we're going to hear about tomorrow on this radio program from Richard Roper, he's also going to take to the Broadway stage in an intimate two-act play, Sea Wall, A Life.
Mm, that's heavy stuff.
I wonder what it's about.
Those two plays they're kind of about life, but also death. Very heavy, both of those plays.
Said he found a lot of similarity between the two projects.
Tom Holland is a dancer first. He started his career in playing Billy Elliot on stage in the West End. And so a lot of the sort of attack and technique that those movies are made with are similar to the stage. And John Watts, who directed the new Spider-Man and the other last Spider-Man, has a very actor-centric process.
Mm-hmm. You know, I like Jake Gyllenhaal a lot. I like Maggie terrific. Gyllenhaal.
The whole family. Mom and dad are
Dr.
Really
and Mrs. Gyllenhaal did very nicely.
They did.
At the kids.
Very nice family. Lovely people.
But the one thing I don't want to listen to is actors talk about their process. It's the one thing. Can I just make it? Can I just make that point? I don't really ever want to hear an actor say process or craft services again. Those are the two things I don't want to hear them say.
You know that Spidey, he's from London. You guys are going to London in the fall. Hello. Say hello to Spidey.
Spider-Man.
So, I mean, how many... well, we'll talk about this tomorrow.
Okay.
How many Spider... isn't this like the fourth Spider-Man?
It's the third franchise in the 21st century, because there was Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man, and there was Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man, and now we have Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
And then they did that the cartoon Spider-Man, too, this
year. Multiverse, yeah, the animated.
Yeah, in the last 12 months, how many times has Spider-Man appeared in a film?
Four or five times.
Yeah.
Right?
Spider-Verse,
Endgame?
Or Endgame?
Infinity War? What? Was he at the end of Infinity War?
Oh, for God's sake. I don't know. I don't need you to do debating this.
Lauren and I will be doing a special on this for 12 hours on Labor Day. We're working on that right here. It's going to be an Avengers marathon.
I don't need you to count. I'm just saying.
You asked how many films he was in.
A rhetorical question.
Well, that's Jake Gyllenhaal.
A
He's
lot.
Probably say
there you go.
So you can see him on Broadway and on the big screen.
I mean, I like Spider-Man. Really? I always like Spider-Man.
He can do anything a spider can.
Yeah. I don't like the. I don't. I'm not crazy about the spider bite that gets the whole thing rolling. But it's fine. But I like the idea of him. And that Spider-Verse thing was fascinating. You loved that.
The animated film was great.
Yeah, that's a fascinating way. It's kind of a. It sort of strips down and then re-examines the entire process.
Different universes
in a really cool way.
There's even a Porky Pig Spider-Man. He's a spider pig
played by John Mulaney, who is the great. Chicago.
Marginally popular comic.
Yes. Well, he's actually selling out.
Hugely popular. I know.
Yeah. But he's, that's kind of the funny thing. So I just happen to think that Spider-Man is going to be the only one who could save us with his spider web. All right. And finally.
Number one.
All right. Over the years, there have been a lot of people sounding the alarm about global warming. Al Gore, most famously.
The planet has a fever. If your baby has a fever, you go to the doctor. You take action. The planet has a fever.
That's right.
It's your buddy.
I did.
How did you not win? What were you thinking?
Even George H.W. Bush?
We all know that human activities are changing the atmosphere in unexpected and in unprecedented ways. Much remains to be done.
George W. Bush?
The United States is committed to strengthening our energy security and confronting global climate change. And the best way to meet these goals is for America to continue leading the way toward the development of cleaner and more energy efficient technology.
Okay.
And then on stage, Miley Cyrus gets in on the act.
All of you all know how important it is for you all to be involved in politics. The youth, this generation, we are the last hope on this dying planet. It is begging you to go and clean up the motherfucking ocean. I don't like that there's more trash in the water than living animals that deserve to be there, that have nowhere else to go. And by the way, we don't have anywhere to go either. There's no planet B, so don't it up.
And this one's called Party in the USA.
Yeah, certainly one way to get the message across.
You know, I love her, but why does she sound like a 72-year-old woman like smoking cigarettes at a slot machine in southern Indiana all the time?
All that
salt. That voice, right? Listen, you guys. God, right? It's starting to sound like Sam Elliott pretty soon.
Buy this truck.
All right. There you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thanks.
Number one.
The top five at five.
Kim's News brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet.